Well, good morning. It's 8:13 Galesburg's Morning News. Michael Bennett is the Executive Director of V&A Community Services, their fourth annual Put Your Heart Into It event. Michael joins us this morning. Michael, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. How are you? Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I know we talked a little bit off the air. The show, Prairie Players Civic Theater, went well, it sounds like.
Yes, the Prairie Players, we had a great run with at Home at the Zoo, and I'm very proud of the cast because I believe that they reached that peak we were aiming for. So
there you go. Very good. All right. Well, let's talk V&A Community Services, fourth annual Put Your Heart Into It event. First off, let's for people that don't know about V&A Community Services and what you provide, talk about the organization itself first off.
Absolutely. The V&A, we at the V&A, we are the premier senior social services agency of the Knox County area, and we serve the entirety of Knox County. We are based out of here in Galesburg, and we focus on services and programs that are aimed to either maintain or improve the quality of life of our seniors so that they can remain thriving in their homes.
All right.
So, and that does cast kind of a wide umbrella. We help with nutrition programs, social isolation. We help with license reduction, benefit access. We can help with incontinency products, so a litany of things. We're kind of a one-stop shop for seniors.
License reduction. What's
so okay? Right now, I believe it's actually down to $10. If you give us a call, we can help you.
Okay.
If you're, I believe it's 60 plus, might be 55. You'll have to ask my program director. He's a little bit more savvy on that. And essentially, yeah, it comes down from it's like 150 now or something like that. It's a crazy amount of money. So if you're working on a fixed income and you have those income requirements, then yeah, we can get it reduced to $10 for you.
Wow, very good. All right. So, and how if for any of your services and questions, if you maybe they're looking for a service and want to find out if you provide V&A provides it, how would they contact you?
Definitely, you want to give us a call. One of our caseworkers or our administrative assistant will be able to help you. Our phone number is 309-342-1152, and anybody who answers that phone is going to be happy to help.
All right. Well, the fourth annual event, it's the Put Your Heart Into It event that's coming up, in a way, again, for the community to help out with fundraising for V&A Community Services and services you provide. Let's talk about this fourth annual event. Well, first off, tell us how this whole Put Your Heart Into It event started.
Well, you know, we were looking for a way to bring visibility and funding to the cause of food insecure seniors here within Knox County, and we thought, what better way than to team up with the wonderful agency, KCCDD, and I'm always so careful not to put an extra letter in there, but I, you know, with V&A, KCCDD, I mean, we've gone through basically the entire alphabet.
We're always putting extra letters into everything we say. I don't know, Michael. It's crazy.
But they're fantastic, and this is the fourth year that they've teamed up with us where their recipients of their services actually construct these wonderful little Valentines, and I'm talking hundreds of Valentines. And we take these Valentines to businesses throughout the county, and we ask them to display and mount these hearts somewhere within their business where they can be seen so that they can show that they're a champion of the cause. Now, we also ask those businesses to be able to pick at least one day in February in which they'll donate a percentage of their sales to the cause as well. And I am pleased to say, with this being our fourth year, it's actually our biggest year yet. We have 10 Knox County businesses already signed up, and we are still taking more if there's any businesses that want to show that they support food insecure seniors of Knox County.
Oh, that's outstanding. Yeah, because it takes, you know, like I say, it takes takes the community and those businesses that help out. And I know we've always had a very giving community. So here's, I mean, give us an idea. So the donation counts. So there are different levels of what different levels of donation provide for a senior.
Absolutely. So now there's different tiers of donation. Anything, you know, we will take literally, you know, a 50-cent donation if that's what you got. So here's the deal. It takes about $1,500 per year to feed a single person on our home-delivered meals list. And with a list that's about 275-plus recipients right now, that exponentially just makes the price of our program just – skyrocket. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at, you know, over $300,000 a year going out just for food supplies.
Well, and even though that $1,500 seems like a relatively low number for a person, but yet when you add all that many seniors together that need it, yeah, it's a pretty high cost for V&A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a very important program. It's our flagship program, as a matter of fact. And, you know, it's most people will hear it and they think Meals on Wheels. We cannot say that because of trademark reasons. We are not affiliated with Meals on Wheels. It is our home-delivered meals program, but it is essentially the same type of program.
Yeah. Well, so if somebody wants to help out, there are, as you said, there are different levels. The Little Crush, Tyler, you just like somebody a little bit, you can send them a little Valentine and donate anywhere from a buck up to $125. That means a full month of meals for a senior.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
That's the kind of impact that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's immediate impact. And your dollar is going local. You don't have to worry about it going into, you know, the back pocket of some bigwig executive who's you're paying administrative costs. All of this money is going directly to our to curb costs for our home-delivered meals program.
Getting serious, $126 up to $400 donation. That provides up to 4 months of meals. The wedding bells, that's serious. That's very serious. That's $401 up to $750. That provides up to 6 months of meals. And then soulmates, you know you're going to be together. Get that Valentine for them, $751 to $1,500. That's up to 1 year of meals for a senior in need here in Knox County. Talk about how you can donate aside from going into those participating businesses.
Yes, absolutely. So you are welcome to give us a call anytime. Ask for myself personally, Michael Bennett, the director, and we can talk personally about how you want to donate to the cause and how you want to be, a fixture of the community.
Yeah.
And then we also, if you'd rather keep it more anonymous, we do have our Facebook, which is a great place to donate. We do get all of the dollars. No percent is taken off. It's not as immediate, but we still are very pleased with all of our Facebook donations.
342-1152, 342-1152 is the number to call for V&A Community Services if you'd like to help out. Many ways you can do it. And I suppose also, yeah, whether it's during the Put Your Heart Into It event or any time during the year, I mean, I'm guessing if somebody wants to help out, they can set up maybe a regular, hey, I'd like to donate so much a month or whatever. You can find a way to do things like that as well.
No, 100%. You know, February isn't the only day that we're dealing with food, or the only month that we're dealing with food insecurity. It is an ongoing battle. And we found that, especially since the pandemic, that our need has increased exponentially. So, you know, before the pandemic, we had a list that was 80 folks, maxed out at 80 folks, and we had to keep a waiting list of about 60 folks. Now we have a list of over 275 people that we are feeding, you know, up to 30 meals in a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really it's really gone and made a big deal of itself over these last two, three years.
Michael Bennett, the executive director of V&A Community Services. The fourth annual Put Your Heart Into It event is happening, and you can help out those seniors in need. All right, so you have, I don't know, a parent, a grandparent, or somebody, a friend, somebody you know that might fall into this category and say, you know, this person has some food insecurities and they need some help. Maybe they're too proud to go do it themselves. How do you go about trying to get somebody some help?
Well, that's what we say is that, you know, really what every person needs, no matter what their age is, they need someone looking out for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes that means that it could be just us at the V&A looking out for them. So, you know, if you know someone who may be too proud or whatever, give us a call. We can kind of just call them ourselves, you know, and get down the information. We might even foresee you being a caretaker or a family caretaker in the future. So, I mean, it's all about that connection and being within the community. We say that that it's okay to struggle, that if you struggle, that means you're strong. It's the people that just give up. Those are the weak ones. So it's okay to struggle. We're here to help you through that struggle.
Yeah, yeah. Don't look at it as a hand out, a hand up, some help.
Exactly.
We all need some help at some point.
Exactly. And there's no shame in it whatsoever. And we want to treat everyone with the same amount of dignity and respect that we would want in return.
Absolutely. V&A Community Services. Is V&A, is it part of a bigger national organization, or is this just a...
So we are the Knox County Area Agency on Aging, and
okay.
We answer to the Western Illinois Area Agency on Aging, who then answers to the IDOA.
Okay.
So we are kind of like, I say that we're the capos of the senior mafia.
There you go.
The IDOA being the Don Corleone. We're here to serve the seniors of Knox County. So, I mean, if you're in our county, It doesn't matter what city. You give us a call, we will find a way to get resources to you, whether it's direct services or if it's referrals out to places that are closer.
You know, I was waiting to hear,
if you don't donate, I'll be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Well, they keep trying. They keep pulling me back in.
Absolutely. Michael Bennett, Executive Director of VA Community Services here in Galesburg. Again, the fourth annual Put Your Heart Into It event is happening. So are we actually underway at this point? Are we starting?
We are starting on the 1st of February.
February 1st, so a couple days away. Yeah.
Very proud to say that we've already got some donations coming in. F&M Bank has donated $800 kindly to the cause. You'll be able to see hearts at their three branches here in Galesburg starting in February. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to run down my list of businesses so I can say them here. Off the bat, we've got Lim's Ice Cream. They're actually partaking for the second year in a row. And they're going to have hearts up. They're going to be donating, I believe, $1 per every double scoop or junior double scoop. And check our Facebook for dates for all of these particular events. Lenny Sandwich and Subs over there on Henderson, they're also going to be donating a percentage of their sales on a given day in February. Check our Facebook. The Landmark Crêperie, one of my personal favorites, is also going to be partaking with donating a percentage of their sales of a particular day. We are in there at the Galesburg Library, where they will be displaying our hearts as well as having donation buckets for the public to be able to donate those in. Trey Cafe, Shirley, and those great folks at Trey Cafe, they're actually taking up 2 days in which they're going to donate a percentage of sales. And no less than $1,000 they have committed to Seniors of Knox County. And she was very adamant that she wanted to give at least $1,000 and then anything 10% over that. So she's really gung-ho about it. Iron Spike Brew Pub wants to come in, and they want to actually rename a beer and give us a percentage of sales for an extended period of February. Now, I don't know the exact dates. It could be the entire month, could be some, could be until they run out of beer. It depends on how many folks go rush there and start grabbing a pint.
Do we know the name of it? Is it going to be the Don Michael Bennett?
You see, now I would love to add something to that effect. But what I asked them is I wanted it to be called Young at Heart Ale.
Oh, there you go. That's
so
perfect.
I think that there's a lot of idioms out there that aren't too kind to our elderly population. I was like, this is a good one. You know, when you're young at heart, it's a
there
good
you
thing.
Go. Yeah.
So Culver's on Henderson, they are going to donate a percentage of an entire day's sale. And that will also be on our Facebook. Oneida Telephone Exchange has donated $250 to the cause. They are out of Oneida, obviously, and very fantastic to bring them on this year. And then, of course, the community fixture of Innkeepers is going to be selling their lovely brand of lattes and delicious eats there for our seniors. And that will also be on our Facebook for the date. So, well, you know, 10 businesses right there ringed off saying that they want to be a part of the cause.
Yeah. So obviously we all go to all these businesses anyway, but also check the V&A Community Services Facebook page to find out what day that the portion of those sales will be going to V&A Community Services and the Put Your Heart Into It event that's happening starting on Wednesday.
Yes. One of the great things that I forgot to mention already, though, about those hearts, we actually, at the end of the month, we will take those hearts and we will hand-deliver them to our home-delivered meals recipients with probably about 10 days of shelf-stable meals as well, just to let them know that the community sees them and that they're willing to support them.
Perfect. Again, the fourth annual Put Your Heart Into It event starts on Wednesday, February 1st, and a lot of ways you can help out seniors with V&A Community Services. Michael, anything else we need to know about the Put Your Heart Into It event or anything else with V&A Community Services?
There is one last thing if you care to indulge me. I have a lovely recipient from the V&A who actually sent me a poem a couple months back about receiving services at the V&A, about, you know, just the impact that it has in her life. It's a very short poem. Her name is Cynthia Hines, and if you just indulge me for
absolutely.
A moment. We are hungry as we arrive here wounded from the barren deserts and the suddenness of the tsunamis in our lives. We are hungry to see friendly faces anointing us with smiles and kind words. We are hungry to be face to face, even with masks on, and to interact with you. We are hungry because we have been so isolated, due to the virus and everything it has entailed. We are hungry to be nurtured by people to whom we are known. We are hungry to know we matter, and we are not just numbers in the altars of our cars. We are so hungry to be counted as important members of the human family. We are so hungry, and we thank you for feeding us with your abundant and thick hearts. That was sent to me from one of our recipients, and I like to read that because it gives you an idea of the people that we serve. You know, you get this idea where you get this nameless idea of where you're just helping these random seniors. This person, you know, she's very concise in her poetry, and really, if any time you can end an interview in poetry, I think you should.
Absolutely. There you go. All right. Well, Michael, we appreciate it. Again, the Put Your Heart Into It event gets underway on Wednesday, February 1st, and you can help out with V&A Community Services with your donations and supporting our local businesses who are supporting the cause as well.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's been a pleasure, as always.